When you see a field where grass is blue and everything looks good to you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When a million sunbeams light your way, says, come on, stranger, won't you stay? You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born.
Rosemary Clooney has a lot of fans in the tri-state. That's no surprise. Perhaps the biggest fan of all is Nancy James. She's a singer who has a couple of performance dates coming up in the first part of next month, both working with Carmen de Leon. First, it's a tribute to Rosemary Clooney at Seton Performance Hall. And on September 9th, she's part of a Xavier University Masters of Swing series. So thank you both for being here. And let me ask you the very first question, Nancy James. Why Rosemary Clooney? I mean, what brought you to her music?
She brought me to her music. A part of my growing up, a part of my musical history is the works of Rosemary Clooney, enjoying her music throughout my entire life, having met her personally on the Bob Braun Show. Those days gone by when she would come and visit us on the Braun Show were such a wonderful treat to get to meet her personally. Knowing her as a musician is one thing. Knowing her as a person was such an honor. And I know Carmen had that same pleasure.
Now, you know, we're familiar with her music. And what qualities of that music, of that era, that really brought you into doing these performances that are coming up?
This was the music of my life. This was the musical tapestry of my life. Her music was what I grew up with, singing her songs, Hey There and Come On to My House. Those are the things that I cut my teeth on as a youngster and as a teenager. To hear people describe her as the best friend a song ever had is so true, because she was so true to the lyric, so true to the melody. She just was very real when it came to putting that music across. That was one of the qualities that I tried to emulate as a young singer, just to be true to the material itself.
And how did you turn your love of this music into a career, basically?
Well, starting out on the Bob Braun Show as a 21-year-old, quite frankly, she was one of the people, and Ella Fitzgerald, they were the type of people that I would listen to learn that, because as a 21-year-old, I was more probably closer to looking to Karen Carpenter or Olivia Newton-John as the people who were my contemporaries. But learning the standards, that was something that I would turn to these wonderful women singers and learn from them to extend my repertoire that the people that watched the Bob Braun Show were wanting to hear, that the Great American Songbook. That's the meat of what we love the most.
You have a couple of performances coming up in September, and your partner for these is Carmen de Leon, who also is here. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Frank. I have to take exception already to something you said. You called Nancy the biggest fan of Rosemary Clooney, and I'm the biggest fan in this room. She's going to punch me in a minute probably about that. But I just love Rosemary Clooney and everything she stood for. And in our show, Nancy has a lovely quote that goes something like, Rosemary was the best friend a song ever had. Wasn't that the quote?
Amen.
And it's true. She just represented simplicity, perfection. Her intonation was just perfect. She was right on the money whenever she opened her mouth and approached a song. It was just so beautiful.
Let me ask you, did you ever have a chance to work with her?
Not to work with her, but I did get a chance several times to meet her and to kind of hang out backstage with her brother Nick and in the same room. And those were magical times because I was starstruck. I sort of came to Rosemary Clooney through the back door in a certain way because I grew up listening to a vocal group called the Hi-Los. And I've collected everything the Hi-Los ever did. And suddenly they were appearing on the television show every week as featured artists on something called the Rosemary Clooney Show.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the very...
So I sort of came to Rosemary Clooney from the Hi-Los, and then I sort of modulated over to Rosemary Clooney. And I've always said that when it comes my time to pass on, that the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to look up that club in the sky and I'm going to get a front row seat. And I want the head entertainers to be Nat King Cole and Rosemary Clooney. That's
what I'm
looking forward to.
Both of you are doing these projects. Let me ask, how did you come to each other, I guess, and how did you both get involved in these programs that are coming up?
I had been doing a series of concerts at the Carnegie, which is in Covington. Josh Steele, the theater manager, came to me and said, I want your second concert to be a tribute to one of your favorite singers. And he said, Rosemary Clooney. And I said, oh my gosh, that's a perfect fit. Love her, love her music. This would be perfect. I had just come off doing a big band concert and thought, sometimes it's just not enough just to sing. I think I want somebody with me that can help me tell the story. Well, no one tells a story better than Carmen de Leon, his wonderful voice and the stories that can accompany songs. He can just fill the bill. So I asked Carmen, not only would he accompany me on drums and be the leader of the group, but would he also share the responsibilities of setting up the narration, of reading the script, of filling in the blanks of each song, the little history things? And it was a perfect fit. We've been doing this now for over a year throughout the tri-state to sold-out audiences, and we love performing it as much as the audiences love hearing it.
When you do these programs, you're paying tribute to a particular singer, Rosemary Clooney. Do you try to emulate her, or is this a serious Nancy James concert?
It's my love song to Rosemary Clooney. As simple as that. Love the woman, love her music, and I sing it as me. Carmen plays it as him. And he gathered some of the finest musicians in the city to accompany us.
The two performances of Rosemary Clooney's music coming up first half of next month, and different kinds of musicians as well. I think on the first show is kind of a smaller setup and then a larger one. Carmen, you're in charge?
Well, when Nancy approached me to help her, and by the way, you know, these are things that I don't normally do. I wave my arms at orchestras and she's asking me to talk and to play some drums. And I guess I love doing both of them. So of course I said yes immediately. And we did choose for the initial program. She said, well, who would you choose as your favorite musicians to be a part of the group? And immediately I suggested the piano player, Steve Schmidt, who is one of the great jazz players in town, and my buddy, Mike Scharf, a wonderful jazz bassist who just plays everywhere and is perfect. So I knew that then we had a trio. We had a nice rhythm section. And to add to that, we brought in Bill Gemmer to play some trombone. Bill is one of the finest musicians in the whole tri-state area. And whatever you ask him to do, he just sort of, it's like water rolling off a duck's back. He can just do anything. And he also tells very good stories about his experience as a trombone player. At Seton, we'll be using the same ensemble we've used for all the shows that we've done. But fortunately, at Xavier University, we'll be able to expand because Hank Mautner, wonderful trumpet player who also plays in my own new studio, Big Band, has a band of his own. And so we're going to have about 17-piece Big Band playing the accompaniments that we normally play with just the small group. So that'll be very exciting. Electricity will be in the room.
Absolutely.
You going to drum for that one too?
I'm going to be playing some, maybe I'll be playing a little bit of French horn in that particular show. The whole show is, you ask whether we try to emulate the sound of Rosemary Clooney. That would be too much of a challenge for any of us, I think. What we just try to do is tell the story of her life. And we have a huge advantage in that we also have visual interest going on throughout the show. It's not only Nancy singing and the musicians playing, but behind us and behind the words which tell the story of her life, we have some beautiful images that were created by Kathy Brown that are seen by the audience from beginning to end. It makes it a visual and an oral pleasure for everyone who is in the audience.
Now, Rosemary Clooney, a huge figure in this town. I mean, there's even a Rosemary Clooney Museum, of course, in Maysville. Have either of you visited that facility?
I have not.
I haven't been there either, but they've asked us to perform there sometime in the future. So I guess our initiation to the museum is going to be when we actually play there. I was there the night at the Blue West Jazz Club. They named their main room after Rosemary Clooney. We're talking about tributes here in this area. So I guess I was present at least something that's occurred here in Cincinnati.
And it was so wonderful. Nick came not only to the grand opening of that room, but he did come to our performance at the Carnegie. He and Nina and Rosemary's half-sister, they were all there and absolutely loved it. As a matter of fact, he said he wiped away a little tear. He was very, very proud of the job we did.
We've got two shows coming up on Saturday, September 1st at Seton Hall, and then September 9th, that's a Sunday, at the Xavier University Masters of Swing Series. Let me ask from each of you then, because you're both here, what is the favorite Rosemary Clooney moment that we'll be hearing on stage next month?
Yeah. That'd be a tough one.
That's a tough question because we love every element of it. I can say there was a tune that I suggested to Nancy maybe that she add to the show that you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think maybe you hadn't thought about it. It's a tune that I heard Rosemary do several times late in her life by Dave Frischberg. It's called
Sweet Kentucky Ham.
Sweet Kentucky Ham. And it makes reference to Cincinnati, so it kind of brings it back home. And I love the way Nancy does that particular tune. She sings a beautiful ballad no matter what it happens to be. So that's one of my favorite moments.
One of my favorite moments is when I sing a song that a lot of people don't associate Rosemary with, and that's called The Promise. It was a song that she sang on the Bob Rond Show when she was preparing herself emotionally to be able to sing it for her son's wedding. When Gabrielle got married to Debbie Boone, they asked her to perform at the wedding, and they asked her to perform this song, which Melissa Manchester made very, very famous. Well, Rosie sang it on our show, and oh my God, there was not a dry eye in the house. It was just so poignant, and it talks to me about her promise to her family, always being there, always being a part, never saying goodbye. And that's what her music really does. It allows us to never really have Rosemary say goodbye to us or us to her, because that music lives on forever.
A lot of moments like that coming up for these two performances. A lot of swinging around, too. Swinging music. Saturday, September 1st, a tribute to Rosemary Clooney at Seton Performance Hall. And then Sunday, September 9th, it's the Xavier University Masters of Swing Series. That's at the Gallagher Student Center. You can find out more about these performances at WVXU.org. Thank you both for being with us. We've been talking with Nancy James, who will be doing the singing, and Carmen De Leon, drummer, narrator, all-around super musician. Thank you all very much for being here.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.
Say goodbye. Why, I can barely say goodnight. If I can hardly take my eyes from yours, how far could I go? Walk away. The thought would never cross my mind. I couldn't turn my back on spring or fall. Your smile, least of all, when I say always, I mean for. I trust tomorrow as much as today. I am not afraid to say I love you, and I promise you I'll never say goodbye.